winning an election based on an ugly defamation of the truth in our American values. Yeah. Yeah. By the way they represent it, you'd think that we were a united country behind an immoral and racist war in Iraq that has murdered hundreds of troops and thousands of Iraqis based on lies, greed, deception of an arrogant nation. You would think the whole nation was behind the squandering of Social Security that protects the elderly, more tax cuts that will further starve social services for the needy, and a narcissistic and self-righteous domestic and foreign policy that has little respect for the dignity and human rights of anyone who is not a rich Republican member of the American Taliban. They have distorted the ideals of this country, the ideals that this country was founded upon, and turned a government intended to be of the people, by the people, and for the people into a government of the of the wealthy and powerful, by the patriarchy, and for the blind market. They've deformed the inalienable right of every person to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've violated the First Amendment of our nation's Constitution, which guarantees the freedom of conscience and religion. They've disfigured the words of Christ, who spoke not of hate, judgment, and obsession with people's sexual identity, but of love for his neighbors. And they're calling this distortion of our ideals of freedom, dignity, and human rights a mandate. I say the only way Bush might get a mandate is if he asked Dick Cheney to dinner.
Comprised of non-white citizens based on evidence
the prospect of Bush's unlikely date with Cheney. The specter of its possibility has stirred the imaginations of progressives everywhere, and it caused us to organize against it. More and more of us will no longer remain silent in the face of unethical practices and arrogant abuses of power. Our numbers are growing, and we'll stand together against this frightening march away from freedom and democracy. Today, I stand here as a representative of the beginnings of this movement building. Queer people have been particularly targeted as the reason for society's ills and used as a political tool for the right wing in winning this election. The Queer Progressive Agenda is a group of queer people who are interested in building a progressive and inclusive human rights movement that addresses and recognizes the complexity of all the oppressions, including racism, sexism, economic injustice, environmental injustice, xenophobia, religious intolerance and persecution, transphobia, and heterosexism. If you're interested in joining this conversation, please come speak to me after this rally. The queer community is in dire distress from this harassment, not only for our community's freedom, but because we understand that an attack on our freedom is an attack on all American freedom. Because of this distress, we've organized an ongoing protest around the Metro Atlanta area. If you feel like our country's in trouble, we ask you to join us in expressing the distress using a well-known maritime symbol, which is to hold the Old Glory Freedom Flag upside down. In the queer community, if you want to stand in solidarity with us, or you identify as queer, we ask you to hang our flag. If you're in distress over the state of the whole nation, you can hang the U.S. flag upside down. We hope to send a clear message that we're all on the same ship of freedom, and no matter where the ship is torpedoed, the whole ship sinks. Thank you for protesting today, and I thank you for knowing that this is not the United States of America, but this is the United States of America. Thank you.